Well, hello, hello. Thanks for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And you are listening to Dr. K. Duray-Raj. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic specialist. I specialize in faces and beauty. You can find me in beautiful Southern California, and I'm located in Pasadena. My Instagram is amazing. You have to check it out. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And the website is the same, beautybydrk.com. So today on our 5-Minute Friday, I want to talk to you guys all about sunburns. It's the season, and I'm hoping you've never had a sunburn. But if you have, you know exactly how painful this can be. I personally have not had that many sunburns in my life, and I hope to never have them. Patients who've had sunburns know that the skin will get red, irritated, and blistered, and it's definitely going to put you at risk for future episodes of skin cancer. Unfortunately, skin cancer is one of the most important and dangerous cancers out there. It's very prevalent in the community. I know that skin cancer is growing in my younger clients at an extremely fast rate, and it surprises me, but I think that all of us, when we're young, think that we're invincible. As we get older, we realize we really have to take care of ourselves. There have been some studies that show that having one or two blistering sunburns in your youthful days can give you up to 30 to 40% higher risk of getting skin cancer as an adult. So protect yourself now when you're young, and you will not have nearly as much problems with sun damage, aging, or skin cancers. 90% of aging comes from your sun exposure. 90%. That is a lot. So I definitely want you guys to be aware of that and to be taking good care of yourself when you go out in the sun this summer. So if you do get a sunburn, what are the treatments that we have for patients who have redness and irritation? Definitely when you're first coming in from the sun and you have the red burning feeling, you can, first of all, make sure that you don't have sunstroke. If you have fever, if you have nausea, vomiting, dizziness, sometimes you've been in the sun way too long, you can be quite dehydrated. You will want to rehydrate. You will want to take cooling measures to dampen the skin, like a damp towel, cloth, or take a cool bath. Don't use treatments like putting butter on your burns. This is a false remedy. This does not work. Do treatments like using hydrocortisone cream. That helps reduce inflammation. It helps reduce itching. It takes away irritation and redness. I definitely want you guys to all have some hydrocortisone cream in your cupboards at home. It's available over the counter, and that's something you can use anytime you get an inflamed, irritated, itchy spot. So typically for sunburn, you'll get this on the areas at the top of the shoulders, top of the nose, top of the ears, sometimes the back, anywhere that's been in the sun for any prolonged period of time. Peeling is something that's a late delayed symptom. If you have peeling, of course, do not pick and pull off those scabs. If you have blisters, that's a really bad burn. Remember, blisters are like nature's band-aid. You want to keep those intact and don't drain that serous fluid out of it unless you absolutely have to. Applying a moisturizer is beneficial to sunburned skin. I do like the idea of aloe vera because it has definitely got some healing, calming aspects to it. If you are going back in the sun, you're going to need to use physical sun protection, like complete coverage, like put on a t-shirt or long sleeves, because you don't want to re-burn an already burned area. Remember that skin cancer is definitely going to occur with higher frequency in areas that have more than 2 or 3 blistering sunburns. So please, please, please be careful. By the age of 1 to 18, 23% of your lifetime sun exposure has already occurred. So those are the ages where you have the most likelihood of developing sun damage and skin cancer, precancer changes. Anyone who's ever tanned in an indoor tanning booth, you are 6 times more likely to be diagnosed with melanoma in your 20s than those of you who've never tanned indoors. And at all ages, the more you do tanning booths, the higher the risk of developing melanoma. Melanoma is not one of those cancers that's just garden variety basal cell that you can just take right off. It is the deadly cancer. So indoor tanning booths, I really hope that none of you guys out there are using them. If you are, you're taking a very high risk with your life, and it's certainly not worth it. You should just invest in spray tans, invest in some other form of obtaining a nice color pigmentation. tanning beds, patients that do that have 10 times more risk in their life than patients who've never used a tanning bed for getting skin cancer. And I also want you to remember that the 5-year melanoma survival rate for patients is quite low. But if it's diagnosed early, you can have up to 90% survival. So one of the most important things is every summer as you're putting your sunscreen on, check your body, check for irregular moles. We ask you to look for the A, B, C, D, E of skin lesions. So A is, does the spot have asymmetry? B is check the borders. C is look at the color. Is there two different colors, a weird, unusual color, or a variegated color? And then A, B, C, and then D, we want you to look for diameter. I'm forgetting. Diameter. So is there a lesion bigger than a pencil tip eraser? If it is, those are all risk factors for potentially needing to get a biopsy and definitely needing to get the lesion checked. And then E is just, you know, anything that looks irregular and has unusual borders. If you have a family history, just ask. Then E, is there anything evolving? So sometimes common benign moles look the same over time. Be on the alert whenever your mole starts to evolve or change in any way. So evolving is the last E. Any change, size, shape, color, getting more elevated, bleeding, a new symptom like itching, bleeding, crusting, those all need to be checked. So tell yourself, tell your friends, remember to check the A, B, C, D, E's of your skin lesions. And always go for a biopsy. It's definitely so easy just to put a little bit of numbing injection, shave it right off, and get rid of it. It's not easy once you have a big lesion that needs a big major surgery or a treatment. It's not easy if you've delayed it for a while. So those are generalized rules to remember for checking your skin for skin cancer. Other treatments for sunburn, we talked about hydrocortisone. I highly recommend using green tea products. Green tea is very soothing and anti-inflammatory benefit. Green tea has antioxidants that fight the production of free radicals. It has catechins. Catechins are very powerful molecules that have high oxidative reductive antioxidant capacity. And that means that when skin has free radicals formed in it from ultraviolet sun hitting the skin, that you will have a fighter on your side to fight those free radicals and stop them before they zap your DNA and mutate it into cancer cells. So green tea, when it's used topically, has such a high penetration and absorption rate. It stays even within the skin at such a high concentration. One bottle of my triple shot, which is a green tea based serum, it's got green tea, it's got three ingredients: green tea, resveratrol, which is a great antioxidant found in red wine, and caffeine, a great pore tightener. The combination of those three things comprises my triple shot serum, and that is an amazing thing that tightens the skin when you put it on in the morning and protects it. So one bottle of that triple shot serum has the equivalent of 100 cups of green tea that you could drink. And that's kind of incredible because that green tea penetrates the skin topically and it actually stays within some of the layers of skin long term, longer than a few days after application. So I love the idea that if you get a sunburn, preventatively you should be putting on in the mornings your vitamin C serum, your triple shot type of an antioxidant green tea based product, and then your sunscreen. In the evenings, let's say you come home with some sun exposure, burn, and irritation, please definitely use green tea products to calm and soothe the irritation in addition to your aloe vera, in addition to your hydrocortisone. That is a great idea. So just a little bit of knowledge for you about skin cancer facts and sunburn, and remember the best treatment of all is prevention of these problems. So be safe out there in the sun. Get your glow from your spray tan and your makeup and your bronzer, not from your sunburn. And be sure to message me with any questions. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and stay beautiful.